Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can get to the lines in a second, but I want to further respond to Jerry's excellent comments about Ukraine. What's happened is the West has been dribbling arms into Ukraine just enough to keep the Russians away, but not beat them, because Macron of France said he didn't want to humiliate Putin. Give me a break. Do you care about humiliating Hitler? You kill Hitler. You don't worry about humiliating him. You kill him. Now, you got to be careful. They have nuclear weapons. I understand that. But they're very, very weak, very, very isolated. And right now, we've upped the howitzers. We've given them the artillery to 50-mile range. We have 300-mile range weapons. Give them to them immediately. These are smart people. Take them to Germany to train them. And they can be trained very, very quickly. This should have happened 2 months ago. Number one, ship to shore. They are starting to get artillery bombardments and missile bombardments from ships in the Black Sea. Give them our shore-to-ship and ship-to-shore missiles, guided missiles. Take those ships out. Drive them out 100 miles, 200 miles into the Black Sea or more. Or more. Kill every sailor on those ships. Or more. The idea is to put enough pressure on the Russian rabble to get rid of their chief animal. Their chief animal, Putin, get rid of him and have them do it. We easily could get rid of him. We know his coordinates, where he is. We know where Alexei Navalny, the crooked, murderous Secretary of State, is, and all the autocrats, all of the oligarchs. These are animals. They're committing genocide. They're raping women throughout the Donbass, torturing them, torture soldiers, killing Americans, killing journalists. You cannot negotiate with Hitler. You cannot offer him Czechoslovakia on the hope that he doesn't go into Poland, and then offer him Poland on the hope he doesn't go into France. He is an animal. And there should be no visas going out to any Ruski to come into this country. All of our industries should be forbidden from doing business with them. Our pharmaceutical companies are making a lot of money sending them pharmaceuticals. And you may say, oh, that's human. Oh, really? They're bombing hospitals in Ukraine. They're bombing pharmaceutical supplies in Ukraine. Cut them off. Cut them off. Let them get Chinese pharmaceuticals and half of them will die because they're crooked communist pharmaceuticals. Enough is enough. Get behind Ukraine 100%. They're fighting our enemies, and if they get overrun, the next one is the Russian-speaking province of Estonia and the Russian-speaking province of Latvia. Just the Russian-speaking province. We won't take the rest of Latvia. Honest, we won't. Honest, we won't. Honest, we won't. Kill the animals now. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Reminder Day, Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The reason Putin is in there right now is because of Trump. He sees what's going on in his country. That being said,
right.
The biggest thing, that's correct. I don't want to get wound up on that one too much, but Trump. The biggest thing yesterday that I seen or heard, part of it on your radio, was the amount of pressure and death threats put on poll workers, little people, from the president of the United States. That's like going to some poll worker in this state that I know quite a few of them. Most of them are older ladies, and putting pressure on them to flip this election. That's scary. And death threats. Come on. What kind of political party is this? And on top of that, we've got a guy running for governor in a state that's all on board the Trump train. I don't think it matters to these people anymore, and it's kind of spooky. But Michaels, I don't know who the heck he is anymore. Maybe that's probably the best thing that happened to Clay Fish, is he didn't get Trump's endorsement, maybe. But this whole thing, I don't know. I'm going to try. But to put pressure on poll workers and little people, most of them stood tall. How would you like to be a poll worker and get a call from counting the votes, get a call from the president? Jesus. All right, I'm out of here today. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Paul. Very passionate, very true. Let me just point out a couple of things. Down in Fulton County, Georgia, where Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, her mom, they had to go into hiding. The mom had to sleep on other people's couches for 2 months. 2 months. How would you like to have to leave your house because people are coming around looking to kill you for 2 months sleeping on couches and you lose your business? The only business they had was making handcrafted leather purses for ladies. They go out and buy some leather and cut it, and then they would stitch some things on it and sell it. That's how they supported themselves. Now they don't even hand out their business card. They won't do that. They won't go to the grocery store. Let me tell you the real damage to that. The real damage coming from that is that everybody in that office quit. They aren't working the polls this fall. Not just Ruby Freeman, not just Shea Moss, none of the rest of them. They don't want that. They don't want that. And Paul, your experience with poll workers in Wisconsin is exactly the same as mine. I voted in the same place on the east side of Milwaukee for, I can't remember how long, dozens of years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 45 years at that particular one location. They are elderly ladies. They get more elderly each year. And frequently people bring in their daughters and that kind of thing. They're very gentle people. They'll ask me for my ID. I'll go in there. They know me very well. They're my neighbors. They'll say, "Hi, Matt, how you doing? You know, how's your family? Okay, got to see your ID." They do it. They follow the law. The Republicans are lying when they say that they're crooked. The Republicans are crooked. Poll workers aren't crooked. Putin is crooked. America's not crooked. Putin is crooked. Trump is crooked. Tucker Carlson is crooked. That has got to be drummed into people's minds because it is true. But when all of the staff in that particular precinct in Fulton County, Georgia, resigns, they got to come in with others. The Republicans are trying to groom people. Believe it or not, Ted Cruz, you won't believe this, this Saturday is going to be in Milwaukee, along with Ron Johnson, to try to stimulate the vote. What they're really doing is instructing people who want to be poll workers what to do. So if you happen to see Ted Cruz, now, the Democratic State Convention is this weekend in La Crosse, so a lot of you will be out there. But if you happen to be in Milwaukee and you're walking down the street and you see Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson go into a restaurant, go up to them. Say you're a pair of crooks. We don't want you and your kind, and we don't want you instructing poll workers in Wisconsin by trying to replace the very fine elderly people who are in there now. You know, we're Wisconsin. We sent regiments to the Civil War from Milwaukee and Racine and Madison and Janesville and all over the state. We are patriots. We're veterans. The people who stand for America, some of us are conservative and some of us are liberal, but we're Americans first. We're not going to permit foreign elements and foreign powers like Putin and Russia and undisclosed black ops, dark money donor types to come and push us around to train anybody to be a crook in this state. We're going to have honest elections. But Wisco Paul is exactly right. Wisco Paul points out that the poll workers here are honest, but how, you know, look. If that happened, what happened to Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman happened to a poll worker on the east side of Milwaukee, she'd go home, her husband would go, "Are you kidding? I don't want you being a poll worker anymore. I'm afraid for you. I got to go down there and guard you." And then they'll say, "You know something? We don't need that." That is the intent. The intent is to disrupt our democracy. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. And this is one paw of the little cat. Coming in. Very, very dangerous. Coming to the end of the show. Great call. Great call-ins. Great show. A lot of topics to talk about. A lot of topics we didn't get to. We're going to get to them tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct. I'm back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Oh.